Today is Mother's Day, a day of rejoicing and celebration for many as we get the chance to be together with our families. But of course, we also recognize that Mother's Day can be a difficult day, a painful day for those who feel the absence of their mothers, a difficult day for children who have lost their mothers, a difficult day for mothers who have lost their children too soon. Yesterday was a sad and ironic day, the day before Mother's Day. I got a chance to visit after the memorial service with Audrey, who had just lost her daughter the day before Mother's Day, and with June, Audrey's granddaughter, who had just lost her mom the day before Mother's Day. Just a reminder that this can be a painful day for many. And I know that for some of you in the congregation today, this may be a painful day, a difficult day, a day to somehow get through. So I found it especially appropriate this year that the scripture readings for Mother's Day are full of comfort and hope and reassurance for us in our times of loss. Especially the second reading and the gospel reading. Our second reading for today, we have a vision that the risen Christ gave to the Apostle John. He allowed him to take a sneak peek into what it's going to be like in heaven when we're all there together, all gathered around the throne of God. So many people, you can't even count them all. And people are going to be there from every nation in the world, every language, every race, every shape and size, all of them praising God at the tops of their voices, and all of creation joining in that great hymn of praise. And to know that the Lamb, the one who gave his life for us on the cross, will be there at the very center of things, in the midst of the throne, the Lamb of God, who will shepherd his sheep, who will bring them to springs of the water of life, the one who will wipe away every tear from our eyes. What a beautiful vision this is. And to be able, as we hear these words, not just to say, wow, that sounds great, I hope it's true. Wow, that sounds great, I hope maybe I get to be there. But instead to hear these words and to know deep in our hearts, deep in our bones, that this promise is for us. To know that this is a day we can look forward to with absolute certainty. To know what is coming. And we can know because of what Jesus says in today's gospel reading. As Jesus speaks about the very special relationship he has with his flock. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will ever be able to snatch them out of my hand. So we can know for sure that our resurrection hope is certain, because Jesus has given us that inner certainty in our hearts, simply because we belong to him. We are his sheep. We hear his voice, and instantly we know that it is true. Where do we get that faith from, that powerful inner certainty? That faith that Martin Luther spoke of when he wrote that faith is a bold and daring confidence in the grace of God, so sure and so certain that you would stake your life on it 1,000 times. Luther goes on to say that this kind of absolute certainty of faith can only come as a gift of the Holy Spirit created in our hearts. But how does the Holy Spirit create this kind of faith? Well, a while back, a very massive study was done to try to find out where this strong faith in Christ comes from in a person's life. Thousands of people were a part of this this research that was done. And after they had looked at all of the factors in a person's life and compared it with those who had developed a strong faith in Christ and those who had not, they discovered that the number one most powerful factor in a person's life that leads them to develop a strong personal faith is the presence in that person's home of a mother who modeled the faith for her children. God gave us mothers. And God put mothers in a particular place in God's creation to give them a unique ability to shape and mold and strengthen and nurture the faith of their children in a way that no one else on earth can. By the way, fathers came in second. It's not a competition, actually. It's better if you have both. But number one was still the presence of a mother who modeled the faith. It is because Jesus, as I shared with our children, speaks to us in the voices of those who love us. When we hear our mother's voice, my mother is gone now 6 years, but I can still hear her voice. And her voice in my life is very much the voice of Jesus, the one who loved me, the one who gave his life for me. I'll always hear his voice as the voice of my mom. Today we give thanks to God that he speaks to us, that he nourishes and strengthens our faith through those who love us, and especially through our mothers. Amen.